USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States on Sunday night carried out another round of air attacks against Iran-backed armed groups in Iraq and Syria in response to drone attacks against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. A U.S. defense official with knowledge of the airstrike says the Air Force F-15s and F-16s were used in the operation. The strikes took place at approximately 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The militias are threatening to retaliate. An outbreak in Sydney, Australia, linked to the highly contagious Delta variant of the COVID-19, has grown to 128 cases. Cases have also been recorded in Northern Territory, Queensland, and Western Australia. Officials say it's a crucial time for the country, which has kept the case numbers low with border closures and lockdowns. As search and rescue efforts continue at the Champlain Towers in Surfside, Florida after the collapse last week, Orlando Bravo, a Puerto Rican billionaire, has donated $250,000 for the relief fund. USA Radio News.
If you're tired of the old cable news, you now have a choice. It's Newsmax TV. More than 40 million Americans are tuning in, making Newsmax the fastest growing cable news channel in America. Every minute, every day, Newsmax gives you the real news you can trust. With top analysts, hosts, and guests like Ben Carson, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, Dick Morris, Nancy Brinker, Mike Reagan, Rudy Giuliani, and so many more. It's easy to watch. Find Newsmax on all major cable systems, or get Newsmax free on streaming platforms like Roku, Zumo, Pluto, YouTube, and most smart TVs like Samsung Plus and LG. Remember, Newsmax is different than most cable news networks. You can get it for free on your smartphone, so download the Newsmax app and start watching right now. Join the Newsmax revolution and get us everywhere. Online at Newsmax.com, on your cable channel, your smart TV, and your smartphone. Because when news breaks, you need a trusted source. It's Newsmax.
Let's get an infrastructure bill update with Brad Bernards from the West Texas USA Radio News Bureau.
Wyoming Senator John Barrasso argued during an exclusive interview on Fox News' Sunday Morning Futures that there is no way Republicans are going to support the nearly $1 trillion infrastructure package if it is any way linked and connected to the broader Democratic spending package, which the Wyoming senator called a freight train heading towards socialism.
The White House staff and Schumer and Pelosi, who are beholden to the far left wing of the Democrat Party, said, we're not going to go for this bipartisan bill. And look, this bipartisan bill itself is not yet completely settled. There are a number of Republicans, and I'm one of them, who's not completely sold on it.
Barrasso, a Republican, made the comment one day after President Biden backtracked on previous remarks he made on his intent to sign the bipartisan infrastructure package and confirmed he will fully stand behind it.
USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah. The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
If you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time. Classic radio theater. Available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
After Vice President Kamala Harris spent a few hours in the El Paso, Texas area of the U.S.-Mexico border last week, the crisis continues and border states are calling for other states to help with the surge of illegal immigrants, drugs, sex trafficking, and other porous border realities. Governor Ron DeSantis of Florida is sending about 10% of the requested state law enforcement officers by Arizona Governor Doug Ducey and Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Well, we obviously have a crisis. It's a disaster on the border. Texas asks for support from other states. And when we've had disasters, other states have helped Florida responding to hurricanes. So we feel it's the right thing to do. But we also understand this border crisis is not just about border states. The effects of this go all over across the United States, including in Florida with a lot of the methamphetamine. So we think it's in our state's interest to get this under control. It's in the country's interest. And obviously it will help Texas as well. So we have, we're fulfilling over 10% of their requests nationwide with Florida state law enforcement personnel. We also have assets that are going to be deploying, and we're excited to see these guys off. And we asked the agencies who would do it, and they just asked their personnel for volunteers. They had a huge number of people volunteer. These guys want to be out there because they want to make a difference.
Governor DeSantis on One America News says before, small amounts of methamphetamine was cooked in the United States. Now, because of the open border policy by the current administration, it's being cooked on an industrial scale and carried over the border. Governors in Nebraska and Idaho have also committed to sending assistance. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.